We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
As we have a couple of minutes, it would be remiss if I did not start talking about this. Today, I know everybody has heard that John Sterling is going to retire after all these years in the booth. And as far as I'm concerned, it's going to be very tough. It's a very tough day for me personally. Things won't ever be the same, but there is baseball, and baseball is what continues. I do want the fans to know, and I know they are going to have a ceremony for him on the field and a press conference on Saturday, and he will come up to the booth and we will reminisce about some of the more interesting things that have happened between us. We've been friends now for 37 years or 38 years. I met him in 87. I want everyone to know that this is the only job that John Sterling ever wanted in his whole life. And the fans, I hope everybody appreciates the love and dedication and how much he gave to this. He gave his life to this team. He adores this team. It is the only thing he has ever wanted to do since he was a little boy and used to go to the ballpark with his buddies way back. And Saturday, I know they're going to have a ceremony on the field, and I hope everybody lets everybody know how they feel about him, because this is two generations of people now who know nothing except John Sterling as the voice of the Yankees. He is the voice of summer. He is the voice of baseball in this town, and he took it really, really seriously. He never cheated anybody on his voice or his feelings or his emotion in all those years. 39 years now, or 38 years. I met him in 87 when I was doing updates, and he was in a WFAN doing a talk show, and he stood up and he did a talk show for 4 hours standing up, and I said, what an interesting person this must be. And he lives, sleeps, and breathes baseball, and particularly New York Yankees. And all I know is that we've been really lucky to have him in this town, and all the things he is, the greatest compliment that I can make about anybody is that he is an original. That to me is the greatest compliment of all, because there will never be another, because that's who he is. You can't fake it. You can't bottle it and give it to somebody else. You can't copy him, because it's not real if it comes out of anybody else. And so I hope Saturday, when everybody shows their love, and I hope they do, and I hope John feels it, because trust me, this is the only thing he has ever wanted to do in his entire life, and he got to live his dream, and most of us just don't.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.